you're tuned in to Above All Eyes Show, giving the scoop and the latest on how the story goes. Broadcasting from Vegas, in case you didn't know. Worldwide Great Commission, that's the gospel. Discussing topics to standard is righteous living. Bumping them bangers and interviewing different Christians. Who's hot, who's not, does it really matter? It's his hop, non-stop, focus on the ladder. Stay tuned to the dial and turn that volume up. This faith radio, Jesus is who we lifting up. So in your ears, we gon' be here for a minute. It's my bro D-Road, he bout to come with it.
All right, y'all. This is your boy, Mr. His Hop here. We had just now opened up the doors to the business mixer. Yeah, go ahead, my man, grab some CDs. Yeah, grab some pens. Go ahead, my brother, grab some flyers. Here, grab one of these, too. Yep. Oh, they're the same. Yeah, it's the same one. Okay. All right, so I'm here. All right, brother. All right, they're grabbing stuff off the table already. All right. Hey, Mr. His Hop here. I am the official podcast network and radio station host. We are supporting the LV B&M Business Mixer going down here at the Santa Fe Hotel every first Tuesday of the month. So this is August 1st, 2022 segment. We have some great things in store today. We have some awesome businesses. We have some people just coming through the door to check out what's going on, and also different professionals and business owners out here in the Las Vegas Valley. If you are here and you're in Las Vegas, or maybe if you want to come and travel to Las Vegas, go to our website, hishopnation.com. Hit us up in our contact forms. Get us your name, your information, your email, and let us know you're interested to get a table. You can actually get your own table, and you can take part in our business networking mixer right here. Every month, they have sponsors here like the MGM. You know, they're huge. You know, Caesar's Palace. These are huge casinos. Gaming casinos here in Las Vegas. They've been here for years. Also, we have different chambers. We have the Urban Chamber of Commerce here. We have the Women's Chambers. We have different business owners, people who have dreams and desires. And also, they give a presentation. Tonight, they're going to talk about money, and they're going to talk about getting your business a credit card and things like that. So, yes, it's well worth it. It's well worth it. And, yes, I'm your host, Mr. His Hop. You can find me, Mr. H-I-S-H-O-P, on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. Get connected with me. Get connected with our movement at hishopnation.com. We are a Christian club ministry. We started a Christian hip-hop club back in 2012, and we've been rocking it. We rocked it for 7 years, man. We're blessed to be able to put on a show every year, except for one month because it was Valentine's Day. We wanted to stay married, you know what I mean? But other than that, without fail, and we just started back up again right before COVID. We had to move out of our warehouse. We had to shut it down to some circumstances that were, just say that God was working on me and working on the people around me, you know what I'm saying? So, and we're back up doing events again. And I want to also talk to our guests, talk to the people a little bit about why would it be beneficial to have a Christian club in your community? Why would it be beneficial? So we're going to talk. I got 10 benefits of having a Christian club. So we're going to talk to our guests and get to know them and also get the word out. So yeah, hishopnation.com. And of course, the favorite thing we want y'all to do is download our app, His Hop Radio. Our app has so many things on it. There's so many facets to it. And once you download it, you're able to really enjoy everything that we have on our app. Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Are you going to join us with the interview today? Or?
I would love to.
Okay, all right. You ready? Or?
Ready.
Okay, all right. We got our first interviewee coming our way. If you can make your way around and have your seat right here. Just be careful, I have my cord right there. All right, man. It's usually sometimes I have to go and fish around and try to grab people, you know what I mean? But hey, she came right up. She's ready to do it, so praise God. All right, first I want to ask you, what do you think about this LVB&M business mixer that Paula and Sylvester, they hold this every month, and they've been doing this for 16 years. So, and I've seen you here a few times, so I know that you believe in what they're doing. So what is your thoughts about this event?
It's a great event for businesses to be able to network with each other, meet people here in Las Vegas, and learn some of the things that are available to you.
Yes, yes, we need to network. We can't do it by ourselves, right? We need to get connected with people, like-minded people, people that can kind of help us up or inspire us or keep us on our goal and keep us accountable, right?
Right, that's absolutely correct. And if you don't, then you'll find yourself not achieving your goal with your business. So it is something we have to do on a regular basis.
Okay, all right, that's awesome. So now I want you to introduce yourself to our audience. Let us know who you are. Tell us a little bit about your story and tell us what you do.
Okay, well, my name is Catherine Thalley, and I came to Vegas in 2006. What an experience. It was some beautiful experience learning about Las Vegas. And I know all the locals, they say, Vegas is so beautiful and it's heaven, but for us moving here, it's different. So I had to learn how to live in 110 degrees weather when I came from the highest at 91. Which is easy to live in. So it's been an experience there. I am the insurance broker, so I help you with your individual insurance, all those who are responsible for their own insurance. Okay, so if you're earning $17,000 or more, then you belong to the Affordable Care Act, which is Nevada Health Link, and we can help you get subsidized by the government, which will pay some of your out-of-pocket expenses. So don't stand up there and go without health insurance. Open enrollment will start December 1 to January 15th. So that's what you have to get your health insurance in place. If you're working and lose your health insurance, you have 60 days to see an agent and help you get aboard unless you're able to do that on your own. I am also a senior broker helping the seniors who are 65 and older understand Medicare and the options that are available to them and help you to understand and also how to use your plan. I'm local. Right here on Lake Mead, 7500 West Lake Mead. You can also reach me at 702-622-7528. And I'm available Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 6:30. Fridays are 9 to 2. Saturdays are by appointment. Again, you can reach me at 702-622-7528. Look forward to helping you.
That is awesome. I hope you guys take her advice and let her know that you guys, you know, now I'm going to ask you about the insurance. You said health insurance, or is this life insurance, or what is?
This is health insurance that I'm talking about, okay? And you are better than your car. People say, you know what? I'm going to go without insurance. I ask them, do you have insurance on your car? Because your car is made out of steel and you made out of flesh and blood. We never know what's going to happen to us tomorrow. And if something happened to you tomorrow in the state of Nevada, I have lost 4 clients who didn't have insurance because the hospital sent them home. Sure, the attorney said they shouldn't have sent them home, but that's what happened. They sent them home and they died. They are no longer here. So you are very valuable. You are God's child. And therefore, we have to protect this body with our health insurance. And learn how to use your health insurance.
Yes, yes, that is awesome. That is great information. I just want to thank you for what you do. You know what I mean? Because this is important. People need to think about their health. People need to eat better. People need to work out, go to the gym. But if something happens, yes, they need to be able to go and get it checked out and get it fixed, get it corrected, and get covered. They don't want to, you know, finances affect us in so many areas of life. You know, they don't want to accumulate a huge medical bill when they can be insured.
Heart attack. You have a heart attack. You're looking at $550,000. All right. So that's a whole lot less than you paying a premium of $150 a month.
Come on. I know that's right. I know that's right. And so right before we get out of here, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about what I do. And I started a Christian club, a Christian hip hop club, back in 2012, and I'm getting ready. Yes, getting ready to reopen it. And so this right here, oh, that's just a blank page. Yeah, you can take it. It's 10 benefits of having a Christian hip hop club in your community. And I just want to talk about one of the benefits of having inspirational content. And I'm going to ask you the question, what do you see value in having music, especially for the youth, the young adults, where they can go gather and socialize and the music is inspirational and uplifting? Do you see a benefit in that?
Oh, I see a great benefit in that, because you'll know when you'll feel down and out and you turn on the radio and you see, hear a good song and even a good Christian song. And then young people need to learn. We have lots of good music, but we have some music that is not good for the ear. So the Christian hip hop is really good for our young people to interchange with each other, have a social environment so that they can grow and develop and understand how being a Christian is so exciting.
Yes, yes, yes. And you can have fun. It's not boring and you don't have to sit up in the house. You can go out and have fun, and you know, and we have the same hard-hitting beats and we have a good time just like the regular club, but without the craziness, without the drama. So all right,
loving each other.
Yes, okay, I appreciate that. And you can take that with you. So yeah, yeah, so yes, thank you, and come back, don't be a stranger. All right, all right. All right, y'all. All right, well, keep it locked to the podcast. We got more people we're going to talk to tonight, so keep it locked. All right, y'all. All right, y'all. Yes, Mr. His Hop, I'm right here checking the business mixer out, and I'm meeting some amazing people in the community. I'm telling you, if you want to meet some top-notch people in our community, business owners and professionals, you need to come down to this LVBNM business mixer the first Tuesday in every month. Unless they have a holiday or something like that, they'll change it to the second Tuesday. But keep it locked right here to the podcast, and we'll let you know what's up and what's going on. And our second person for tonight, an amazing woman. I just love her spirit and just her enthusiasm. Her name is MJ, and I'm going to allow her to tell you what she does and everything like that, because I think she's doing something that could benefit a lot of businesses, especially if you are a new business just starting up. Finances, you know, you're trying to get funding. I believe she has some good information for you. But before we dive into that, my first question is, what is your opinion of this LVBNM business mixer? You know, this is our official podcast. Shout out to Sylvester and Paula for doing this in our community. So tell us, you know, what do you think about it?
So this is my first time here. So first of all, thank you for having me on the show. Really appreciate it. This is my first time here, and I must say I'll be back every single month. I am excited just to network and move around the room and talk to all these like phenomenal business owners about where they are in their business, you know, what stage they are in, what products they sell, what services they offer, and just how we can, you know, become referral partners. Like, it's phenomenal. It's so much talent here, and it just, it's such an awesome way to promote the business, promote your business, and then also to connect with other business owners. There's a lot of foot traffic. So my perception is that it's fantastic, and I'll be coming back.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, well, just tell us a little bit about you, you know, a little bit of your background, whatever you want to share, and tell us about your professional, what you do in your profession and the services that you can offer to our community.
Fantastic. So my name is MJ Cunningham, and I am a CFO for business owners. So what that means is anything finance related, I'm able to, you know, build your financials, look at your financials and analyze them so that I can get you structured for growth. And if I see that there's areas, you know, to cut costs or to increase revenue or to create another stream of revenue for your company, I'll, you know, implement my suggestions. And also, if you want to grow at a rapid pace, I am an expert with business lending, so I'll teach you how to get structured and make sure, you know, you have all your ducks in a row and your business is audited and properly, you set up so that you can move forward and get approvals. And then once you get those approvals, we basically have a budget in place that you have to stick to every single month, and just track your actual numbers against the budget that we have in place. So in a nutshell, I handle the finances for companies. I do all the budgeting, the forecasting, the accounts payable, which is like all the bills that need to be paid, vendors, and all the receivables. So if you have open invoices with clients that you provided services for, I do, my team will reach out to make sure that your company gets paid and that your cash flow is healthy. So I love what I do. You can check me out at www.theredheadsolutions.com. That's www.theredheadsolutions.com.
Wow, that is an amazing website. I'm gonna, you'll never forget that, the Redhead Solutions. Okay, because I'm gonna go there and I'm gonna try to get your services, because that is right where we are as a nonprofit organization. But as you can see, we offer services. I believe they call that in-kind service or something like that, where we can go out, yes, and we can, get paid for what we do or try to find some streams of income. And I am interested in, they said something about a credit card, because I do have a full-time job. My job, we have business credit cards, and we have limits on that. And I'm always thinking, like, man, how could I get this for my business? It'll kind of help,
Yes, absolutely. So with business credit, obviously you want to make sure that you're structured properly. So some people go in form, whether it's an LLC or whether it's a corporation, but they don't do, they don't get structured properly. And so what I mean by that is, even something as simple as having the correct business address, like everywhere. So that's like with the Secretary of State, with the IRS, on your website, on your Yelp page, on your Google page, because when you are applying for lending, like let's say you use OnDeck, for example, they're going to go to your website. They're going to pull your profile with Dun & Bradstreet. Is your Dun & Bradstreet profile updated? Do you have, collections on there that aren't even related to you? So a part of it is like going to clean up your credit profile, making sure that you have your DUNS number, that you have your address, that you have a business phone number. And I'm not talking about your cell phone, a business phone number. And there's so many different, virtual options for phone numbers. My favorite is Nextiva, at very, very low cost. I'm not saying to go out and get like a completely different device, but being able to separate business from personal, even the address, people are working from home, in their companies, or they don't actually have like a physical address set up, get a virtual address. It looks way more legit when you have an actual virtual address, and you can get that for $6.99 a month. People want to lend to, companies want to lend to business owners that don't look like they need money, in a sense, right? It's the same thing on the consumer side. So if, for example, if your credit score isn't, up to par and you go for more lending, they're going to say no. Well, if your business profile isn't set up properly and you don't know the game on how to, you don't know the sauce on how to structure it, and you go for a business lending, they're going to say no. So it's a back door that you need to go through to make sure before you even apply, you just want to make sure that everything is set up correctly so that it puts you in the best position. And even if you have, personal credit issues, there's so many different options to, do applications with no PG. With PG is a personal guarantee. And then if you want to build your business credit score, there's so many different options to help you build your credit score. Because I feel like this, if you have bad credit, that's your choice, whether it's for your business or whether it's personal, because there's so many ways to build your personal credit these days. Even if you have, collections, if you're, familiar with the credit reporting, with the credit agency, like rules and regulations, you can write those credit bureaus and have them remove, certain things off of your credit to boost your score. So it's just like little tips and tricks that I like to work with our clients on to make sure that they're in the best shape. So that's what I have.
Oh, wow. Those are some awesome, awesome nuggets that you just dropped. I appreciate you. And to be honest, I've actually heard this somewhere else. So I know you're telling some true facts, about the virtual address. I've actually looked into that myself, but I didn't see the one for $6 a month. So I got to get with you on that one.
Anytime, mailbox. It's called Anytime Mailbox.
Anytime Mailbox. Okay.
$6.99.
Okay. Yeah, I need to check them out and everything. Okay. So, wow, that's beautiful. All right. So, and the last thing I want to do, just to share a little bit about what we do. You know, we're a Christian club ministry, but we also do radio, podcasts, we do shows, events, and things like that. And this is a list of 10 benefits of having a Christian hip-hop club in your community. And engaging the youth by introducing elements of hip-hop and popular music genre amongst the youth, would you say it would be a benefit of having one of these clubs established in our community?
I like the building strong community bonds because I am a fan of, like, it takes a village, right? And being able to, you know, not, if you go through things, you know, you can lean on your brother, you can lean on your sister. And I'm not just talking about siblings, like, as far as, you know, blood related, but I mean, you can, you know, go to your brother in Christ, your sister in Christ, the whole family network that you have, that the community is built, got your back. So just always feeling like you're never alone, I think is so important, especially with the youth, because, you know, they deal with things at school. Kids can be cruel. So they deal with, you know, a lot of school, or when they're playing like youth sports and things of that nature, and they haven't matured enough yet in Christ to be able to know how to deal with those problems. But being able to, you know, have a mentor, somebody to, you know, talk to, and, you know, Christian brothers and Christian sisters that have gone through those types of things, or can offer like positive advice and just a network, a community, I think is fantastic.
All right. Thank you for spending time with us on the His Hop Podcast Network. All right, all right. I am back, Mr. His Hop here, your host for the LVB&M Business Mixing Event going down. We are live right here on the His Hop Radio Podcast Network. We're talking to some great people in the community, the business owners, the entrepreneurs, the professionals, people who just put their gifts and their talents together to make it a better place. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm excited for our next guest. Her name is Elnora Harris, and she has a great product, and I'm going to let her talk about it. I can't wait. But before she does that, I'm going to ask her, what do you think about this LVB&M business mixer? I want to give a shout out to Sylvester and Paula Jackson. They've been doing this for like 16, 17 years, bringing the community together. And I just want to encourage any business owner or inspiring business owner or anyone that has some type of service or product to get involved with these events. And so what is your opinion?
Absolutely. I 100% agree that coming out to support this particular event is amazing, where fellow entrepreneurs and small businesses can come together to not only network, but also be a place where we can share our products, our services to the community. So not only do we want those businesses to come, but we want the community to come to support those businesses as well. So please come out to the next one at Santa Fe, or you still might have time to come out today, right? Come on out. We're here to 9 o'clock.
Well, tell us a little bit about your story. And then tell us about your product, what you do, your business organization, and let people know how they can connect with you, how they can purchase your stuff and all that stuff. So, and I want to know the inspiration behind these. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let you say it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me here today. So my name is Elnora Harris, and I am the first African-American to create a toothbrush line that features characters that look like African-American children. I'm not sure about you listeners, but have you growing up, did you have a toothbrush that looked like you? I know I didn't as an African-American woman. So I had this idea when I saw my daughter, who was 10 at the time, brushing her teeth with a pop icon. You know, she loved her at the time, but a Caucasian pop icon. And I thought to myself, why couldn't she have someone that looked like her in her own home? And so the idea just came, and God just began to connect the dots. So this was definitely a God-inspired vision, a God-inspired idea. You know, God will give you witty inventions. And so he gave me one of those witty inventions, and it has been such a blessing. We are sold on Amazon. at Our Reflections. You can just do a search on Amazon, Our Reflections toothbrushes. They will pop up. We have two manual toothbrushes. Nora and John, they light up. They tell the kids how long to brush. When the light stops, the kids stop brushing. And then we also have two electric toothbrushes that come with another additional toothbrush head and a battery. And so we're just excited. The reviews on the toothbrushes have been amazing. Parents are so excited to have them. But one of the other things I like to make sure I tell whoever listens is that these are not just for Black kids. We want every home. It's all about representation and inclusion in every home. You know, just like we can embrace the Cinderellas and, you know, the Barbies, we want every culture to accept our toothbrushes as well in their home. And so that's what we're all about. We're all about building a kid's self-esteem. All the toothbrushes come with an inspirational little affirmation for them, like brush it and crush it, smile beautiful. Sometimes the kids might, you know, depending on where they live and how their home is, they might not get a lot of affirmation like that to tell them that they're beautiful. But if they have a Nora or John toothbrush, they're going to hear or at least read that they are beautiful, that they are bosses, and they are champions.
Man, come on now. I'm blown away. And I'm telling you, I took a picture of these toothbrushes. These toothbrushes look amazing. The artwork on them and the electric brushes and everything. I mean, they look professional, well put together, well thought out. This is legit. This is legit. And I can say, no, I never had a toothbrush with my face on it. I haven't had much of anything with our face on it growing up, right? So I think this is innovative. This is thinking outside the box, getting behind his vision and seeing it manifest and materialize. Now, I would like to say, because we are a network as well, we do have an app that you can download, His Hot Radio. And of course, you know, if you would like to, I'll show you how to download it. But also on the app, there is a section on it where we call it like a digital mall, right? Where, you know, we're trying to be like the radio Amazon, you know what I mean? You can put your product on here. You can buy or sell. Like, here's a book. We have authors on here. I just created this T-shirt. So they click on it and you get a little description. There's video pictures and there's even a link, you know, if you would like to. And I would like to put your toothbrush on our platform, you know, if that's okay with you. If you would like to, and they can, what they can do is click on it and sell it and purchase it, and we can help promote it and push it out there to our followers and listeners as well, to network and to come together, you know what I'm saying? So if you would like to, I would like to connect with you on that. I just want to say one thing, a little bit about what we do. We started as a Christian club, Christian hip hop club, and so bringing the youth in so they can listen to some positive music, music that promotes life. We know hip hop is very influential amongst the youth and young adults, and you know, I grew up with it myself, so it's all over the world. But the stuff that you listen to nowadays, they disrespect women, they promote violence. I think it went down the wrong path. And so, like, you can ask, you know, anybody, hey, how many rappers do you know that have been murdered or killed or whatever? But then Christian rappers, you ask that question, I can't think of any, you know, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. You know, these rappers are speaking death in their music, but we're being inspirational. We're speaking life in our music. And so this is a list of 10 benefits of having a Christian hip hop club in your community. And I just want to ask you, what do you think one of the benefits would be if we would reopen our club and be established in our community?
One of the most important benefits is to be able to have a place for children, especially those that are growing up in church, to have. They don't have to look out to the world. They don't have to listen to the music that's on TikTok and all this thing. They can have a place that is safe, that is speaks good moral values. You know, they're surrounded by their own kind. You know, someone that thinks like them, believes like them, worships like them, and definitely want to promote them listening to that kind of music. So I'm all for having a Christian hip hop club. I have children. I have a 15-year-old right now who actually is a TikTok influencer. She has nearly 40,000 followers. So I need her to be able to promote also Christian hip hop from her platform as well.
Yes, yes. yes. Hey, man, it's amazing with social media, the reach that you can have. And yes, if we can reach them with something positive, that'd be amazing. And I would love for her to download the app and even get her on our platform and kind of network, you know what I mean? And promote something positive in the community. So thank you so much for spending time with us on our podcast. We appreciate you, and we want to get behind what you're doing. So I'm very excited to meet you tonight.
Thank you so much. This has been a pleasure and an honor. Thank you, Hiss Hop Radio.
All right, y'all, keep it locked as we go throughout the night. The LVBNM Business Mixer right here. I'm your boy, Mr. Hiss Hop. All right, y'all, Mr. Hiss Hop here, and we are covering this LVBNM Business Mixer. It goes down every month, the first Tuesday, right here at the Santa Fe Hotel, where we talk to business owners, professionals, people who have a service. We're talking to the best of the best in the community. And right now, this is actually the first time that we have an influencer on the podcast network. You know what I mean? You know how we are. We love to reach to the new generation, the next generation. And so when her mother told me about her and what she does, I'm like, oh man, we got to get her on a podcast and talk to her a little bit. So I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Sydney.
So I'm sitting here with Sydney. Sydney, how old are you?
I'm 15.
She's 15 years old, y'all. 15 years old. And from what I understand, I hear you have quite a big following.
I do. My mom likes to kind of milk things. I don't want to say I have like a huge following, but I have some followers, I guess.
Okay. All right. That's cool. That's cool, man. I mean, that means that you're doing something that they're taking interest in, or something that they need to hear, or you're just offering the world your gift. You know what I mean? So tell us a little bit about what you do. And how can we look you up? I'm pretty sure it's either TikTok or Instagram or something like that. But, you know, give us your tag and all that stuff.
Yes. So I make a lot of joking videos and like story times and stuff like that. One of my videos just got 6 million views just by me and my friend joking around. And so on TikTok, it's called SplatXO, SplatXO. And it's the same on Instagram. So you guys can follow me there.
All right. All right. So Splat Expo?
Splat XO.
Splat XO. Okay. All right. So what's the inspiration behind the name?
I don't know. I was kind of listening to this rapper, and he always, his like tagline is kind of like slat, but I spelled it wrong. So it was kind of a mistake. So I just stuck with it though.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That's cool. That's amazing. And did you say you do this with your friends?
Yes, so I do it with my friend. It was all a joke at first, and then it started blowing up, and we did not expect that at all. So,
oh, wow, that's amazing. And so I took a little course on how to monetize on YouTube. So, I mean, with 6 million views like that, there's people making a lot of money on YouTube. Are you doing that as well, or do you have plans on going to YouTube and trying to get some of that money?
I am kind of thinking about YouTube. I know some of my followers want me to start a YouTube channel for back to school, so I'm thinking about it, but I don't know. I have to see.
Okay, yeah. I learned a lot. There's YouTube offers a lot of ways to get some income. So, you know, I was just curious if you knew about it or you had plans on doing that or anything like that. So that's awesome. So before we started the interview, I told you a little bit about what we do. We started a Christian Hip Hop Club back in 2012. And then looking at this paper on this sheet, just kind of give you some ideas, like 10 benefits of having a Christian Hip Hop Club in your community. I want to ask you, what do you think a benefit of having a place like this where you and your friends can go, is nice, clean, fun, and you still can dance and have some, you know, listen to some music that's probably even better than what's out there now, you know what I mean? What do you think, in your opinion, would be a benefit of having it?
I feel like it'll be a really safe place because music is very therapeutic to me, and like it's gotten me through a lot. So I feel like also incorporating like a little club with my friends to like chat with them about that, I feel like that'll be a really safe place.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we would love to invite you guys out. We're actually doing events in Henderson right now, but we're looking for a new building. We're looking for a central location. So if you're able to download our app or follow us or whatever, you know, we can send you information out about our events and stuff. And I would love to have you come out as like a guest, you know what I mean? Do your jokes or do something, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Okay, that sounds really cool. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. So when you get a chance, there's an app. It's called His Hop Radio. So download the app and we can, you know, get connected that way and just try to plug it in. And yeah, I would love to talk to you about networking and some other stuff too.
Okay, thank you. I'll download that right now. Thank you.
Okay, all right, I appreciate it. So one more time, tell us where we can connect with.
Yo, I'm Sydney. You can get me on TikTok and Instagram at SplatXO, and you're listening to His Hop Radio.
Perfect. Come on now. She did that thing. All right, y'all, man. Well, hey, I'm excited. I got this influencer on the podcast, and she's just amazing. She did a great interview. So go out and support her, check her out, and keep it locked right here. His Hop Radio, Mr. His Hop. All right, y'all, it's time to wrap it up. This is your boy, Mr. His Hop. It's set time. It's like 8:50 out here in Vegas. We see a lot of vendors, a lot of people packing their things up and stuff, so I'm gonna follow suit. We had a great segment tonight. We appreciate y'all. Make sure you guys check out all the episodes on our website, hishopnation.com, and go to the podcast network. And also, we air this on our radio station as well, His Hop Radio. I'm telling these business owners, you know, check out our commercial center or digital mall on the app, where we give them their space. It's like their real estate on the app, where they can sell, buy, sell, do a lot of things on there. There's more you can do than just listening to the music. You know, of course, we want you to listen to the music, but I'm just saying there's more that you can do as well. So download that app, His Hop Radio. Check us out. This is the LVBNM Business Mixing Podcast on the His Hop Radio Podcast Network. Check us out next month, first Tuesday, y'all. And I'm gonna close it out like I always do. It's not about us, it's all about the Christ in us.